As confusion around citizenship changes grows, so does the workload for migration agents like Jason Brown. He says he's seen a threefold spike over the past year.
Clients come into our office, we're seeing them very anxious, very worried, sometimes tearful. They've invested a lot of their time and money in Australia, and they feel that they don't know what to do next. You know, they're worried. It not only affects them, it affects their family, it affects their friends, it affects their future.
The Turnbull government's original plans to tighten citizenship requirements included making permanent residents wait 4 years instead of one to apply, as well as rolling out a university-level English language test. British migrant Samantha Burdus says that pushed her to lodge an application as soon as possible.
You never know what the changes are going to be. If they make this change, what else are they going to change? So we'll get in as soon as possible, and then really it's just a waiting game. And my husband and I, we're trying to go through the application now. As we've been in Australia for 5 years, and if the changes had gone through, it would have meant, you know, we'd have to make a commitment to another 4 years here in Australia before we can be eligible for citizenship. So we were very distressed as it came out, because it did make us think twice about our future here in Australia.
While Samantha will manage to avoid being caught out, others won't. The government's legislation was killed off in the Senate last year, but an amended bill will be put to Parliament within the next 6 months, with a new rollout date of July 1. Citizenship and Multicultural Affairs Minister Alan Tudge says the government has reworked its legislation to get it across the line. Until then, all applications will be assessed under the current requirements.
We've made a couple of changes based on the feedback that we received, and off the back of those changes we hope that we'll go through the Parliament. And this bill is designed to ensure that new citizens have every chance to seize the great opportunities which Australia has to offer. But they'll only be able to seize those opportunities if they have a basic understanding of English and if they're integrated into the community.
With Labor opposed, it will need the Senate crossbench. The crucial Nick Xenophon team voting bloc has told SBS News it won't budge unless the government promises to remodel its proposal so it doesn't affect migrants who already have permanent residency or cap the number of times applicants can sit the citizenship test. NXT also wants English language requirements to be kept at the same level as they are now. The citizenship minister says so far the cap will stay, but the government will bow to the other demands. Labor's citizenship spokesman Tony Burke says the opposition hasn't changed its position.
From the comments that the government's made publicly, it sounds like we're going to be in the same citizenship fight this year that we were in last year. But as long as the government is bringing back a proposal that is deliberately designed to prevent people who would make good Australians from ever becoming citizens, then Labor's going to stand opposed to it.
2018 is shaping up to be another year of major immigration changes. From March, the popular 457 temporary work visa will be scrapped and replaced so that it largely shuts the door on gaining permanent residency. Unless a migrant's occupation is among the 200 jobs that qualify, they'll only be allowed to stay in Australia for up to 2 years at a time. Senior lecturer in public policy at the University of Sydney, Anna Boucher, says it shows a great shift in Australian immigration policy.
There will be some occupations for which there are very few opportunities for that individual to remain permanently in Australia over the longer term. And that is a significant change. In the past, the 457 was a major entry point into the permanent skilled immigration process, in particular through employer sponsorship. Now those on the short-term visa won't have that opportunity, and they will have to go onto another visa, for instance a student visa, retrain, and then apply. So what it could see is the growth of more long-term temporary migration into Australia, and that is a big change for us.
Migration agent Jason Brown says that as a result of the 457 visa changes, migrants who don't qualify for permanent residency here are looking across the Tasman instead.
For example, I have a client from India who came to see me the other day, excellent qualifications from an excellent university, yet the occupation that when she initially started at university was an occupationalist. It's now removed, so her only option was to migrate to New Zealand. She's leaving a country she loves, a country where all her friends are here, and she's just absolutely in tears because of it.
But that door appears to be closing too. The New Zealand government's flagged its own crackdown on tests for work visas to make sure migrants aren't taking up jobs that could be filled by locals instead. Maria Zivic, SBS News.